A wise man once said, come here, wait in the worry, bring your body, make a rock, come here. You know you senior me. I get the money past your papa. The same wise man once claimed in his song titled Lady that his fine girl, his lady, she's from Colorado. Now tell me, which other fine girl do you know who lives in Colorado that he could be talking about but me? Tell me, make it make sense. If he's not talking about me, make it make sense.
London.
Another banger, banger.
Come here, wait till they water you. Green body make I rock, come yeah, yeah. I know you seen your me. I get the money, pass to your papa. Wait till you want, way I know fit do for you. Why you want the booger one? Share you be kiss than any. You better drop your body, I'm a sucker. Suffer with this body, make we run, I'm on a low. With this love for 15, baby, and lend me, lend me. Yeah, I get the bonds for you. You want to do like say, night, I know the end. You too, they steep, they do like say, your waist, no, the end. You know, they bend. Oh, yeah, follow my command, baby, do like I do, baby, front and back. Give me boom, back, I boom. Suck up, suffer with this body.
Hello everyone, you are listening to A Penny and a Peswa, and my name is Ursula Emra. You're listening to season 4, episode 3. Why did I have to think about that? Like, I'm really shocked that we're even on season 4. It's mind-boggling. And, you know, I want to say a big thank you. Every week when I go and look at the analytics for each episode, I'm really surprised to see how many people keep on coming back and how many new people keep on listening. And then I'm surprised to see people be listening to episodes from 2020 and 2021. It's like, oh, guys, it makes me really happy. It keeps me encouraged. It really proves to me that the vision I have in mind is coming into fruition and is going to continue to grow. So thank you very much for listening to this episode, for listening to past episodes, and for supporting the podcast. But we need to have a conversation because some of you are doing something that makes me very unhappy. You're not following us on Instagram. What's the meaning of that? Follow us on Instagram at penny_and_peswa. If you're not following us on Instagram, you're actually missing out on so much content, so much insider information. There's a lot that goes on the Instagram page. There's a lot of interaction going on there. And if you're not following us, you're just missing out on all of that. And if you're not following us on Instagram, then you obviously might not know, because this is my first time even mentioning it on the podcast, which doesn't make sense. You might not know that there is a playlist. There's a podcast playlist. We have two playlists, actually. We have our Cloud 9 playlist and we have our official playlist, which is like our general playlist. And very soon, actually currently, we are in the works of putting together a community playlist, hopefully before July ends. month, we'll have our first iteration of the community playlist. But if you're not following us on Instagram, you are missing out on all of this. And it's not really great to miss out on stuff. So head over to Instagram right now and follow us at @apenny_and_apenny. Oh no, there's no A. There's no A. Just head over to Instagram and follow us. The link is in the description of this episode. I'm going to give you 30 seconds. I'm waiting for you. Go and come. In the meantime, for those of you who have followed us, we can continue the conversation and, you know, get it pushing along. Since we are the serious ones in the bunch, let's keep it pushing and be going. So in today's episode, we're going to, you know, get back into our conversation about Young, Famous, and African. I have a note from the diaspora. I actually wrote it myself. I submitted my own notes from the diaspora as a way of encouragement and to give people an example of what they can submit for notes of the diaspora. It's obviously not limited to this. You can ask questions, you can tell stories, you can do whatever you want with it. But a lot of people have given me feedback saying they don't really know how to go about submitting notes from the diaspora. So I'm going to read a note I wrote and then we're going to keep it pushing. But for those of you who do not know, or if this is your first time hearing this, Notes from the Diaspora is a segment which, if you're following us on Instagram, you would have seen this. It is a segment that allows people in the diaspora to submit stories, questions about, you know, interactions they've had, you know, realizations they've come to, just life in the diaspora. You don't even have to be in the diaspora. You don't even have to be permanently living here. You could have just gone on vacation somewhere. You could be living in Ghana. It doesn't matter. Just submit it. If you have any questions you want the community to answer, submit. Head to the link in our bio on our Instagram page and fill out the Google form there. There's no deadline or anything like that. It's rolling. I will be reading them every episode, or we'll post them on the Instagram page every week that there isn't an episode. And you can decide whether you want to be anonymous or not. It's really up to you. So let me pull up my note. So I actually originally thought about making this note anonymous, but then I was like, what's the point? Because people are going to know it's me anyway. So there's really no point in like making it anonymous. Anyways, here it goes. I have been living in the US for almost 5 years now, bouncing from location to location because of school and my love for traveling. Before coming to the United States, I never took into consideration how people would perceive my hair. It's always a wonder for some people how my kinky hair, braids, twists, faux locks, etc. work. They can never seem to wrap their minds around the mechanics of the richness of my black hair. Aside from the few so fascinated they've tried to physically latch on to my luscious hair, I have also had the opportunity to confuse others with how I have been able to grow such thick hair past my waist when I'm wearing them in springy passion twists. For those who interact with me often, I have had the pleasure of confusing them with the odd fluctuation of my hair from short to long and short again. I have come to enjoy witnessing people's fascination with my hair. From the man in the clothing store line who compared my hair to a mop, to the woman who whispers to me, "Your hair is so beautiful." The mind-boggling intricacies of my hair will forever be a wonder to many, but not to me. Signed, M. It stands for my middle initial. Again, I was going to make this anonymous, but then there was no point because I'm okay sharing that I'm the one who wrote it. So yeah, basically, if you have a note from the diaspora you would like to share, just, you know, it could be anything. And it doesn't have to be long, as you heard earlier. And in the future, I will work on having it in such a way that people can submit voice messages, if that's more helpful, if that's something that the community decides they want. And yeah, so for the last time, head over to our Instagram, click the link in our bio, and fill out the form to submit your note from the diaspora. Young, Famous, and African. Let's get into it. Last time when I spoke about it, I know I said it already that it may be Pascal for you, but it's not Pascal for me. And some of us, some people have not even heard of the series yet. So they're now watching season one before they come in. Watch season two, you know, contribute to the commentary. So allow us to be late to the game. But yeah, I want to divide episodes equally, but then there are 9 episodes, I think. And I only watched one since that long time. Literally, I'm so slow when it comes to series. But yeah, since that long time, I've only watched one. So I'm just going to talk about episode 3 in this show. And then in the next show, I'll continue talking about 2 episodes per episode I record. So getting straight into it, everything I said about Louis, I take it back. Because why is Louis, he's so immature. I don't remember who said it, whether it was Andile or Naked, but when they went to play basketball, and first of all, I don't understand why he was coming at Andile, because Andile didn't steal his so-called shine. Or a moment or whatever. It was Kanye who did. She's the one who invited you, and then she started all this chaos, and his anger was misdirected. And the fact that he was even salty about it in the first place is really giving, like, grow up. Like, it's not even that deep. It's really, yeah, no. I feel like he's a little childish. He's fine physically, like, he's hot. But he's childish. He's very childish. And then what he said about wanting to have, he just wants to have a kid. And then all these requirements about the genes. Let's pray that the kid doesn't get your genes, your immature genes, because that's not going to be great for anyone either. So, yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's probably too early in the season for me to figure out whether I like him or not. But right now, he's sitting on the fence for me, because he's one of those people that he's hot until he opens his mouth. Like, everything that comes out of his mouth makes I can't even talk. It just makes him less and less fine. He shouldn't open his mouth for the rest of the season, please. And speaking about the basketball game, I want to talk. I'm surprised that Naked or Andale, whoever organized that basketball game after Kanye's event, invited what's this fashion designer's name? I forgot his name. You guys know who I'm talking about. Let me go and look for his name and come. I'm coming. The name is Swanky. I was really surprised that Naked invited Swanky to play basketball, because Swanky just doesn't read as someone who's very athletic. And he didn't disappoint me, because he came to the basketball court in a blanket looking glam as usual. And, you know, no shade or anything. That's even just by the way. The point I'm trying to drive at is I don't like it when people, if you can't tell a story close to how it was told, don't go and tell it at all. Because what Louis told the guys about Bonang and how he invited Bonang to Namibia and forgot to book her room, he's not serious. First of all, how do you invite someone to another country and forget to book accommodation for that person? Anyways, but when he was retelling that story, Swanky completely retold it wrong. He told it in such a way that if it were me, I wouldn't confront the person about it. If Bonan claims that she doesn't know him, then there's no need to confront him. But I definitely see where her annoyance lies because of the way Swanky told the story. And we all know, if you watch the episode, that Swanky did not tell the story accurately. He was really, I feel like he did that on purpose. That's what annoys me. The fact that it seems like he did it on purpose, like, causing unnecessary drama, which it seems like that's Swanky's, you know, MO for existing the group. He just likes to stir up unnecessary, you know, nonsense. Anyways, I really can't wait to see how that plays out. And I have a feeling that Bonang is going to embarrass herself. Louis is going to be immature, so it's going to be worse than it already is. And Swanky is just going to add fuel to the fire. That's how I think it's going to play out. We'll see. Let's talk about Fantana and Diamond. Well, I'm so understand why Fantana wouldn't pursue someone like Louis, only if she has already had, you know, interactions with him?
If she hasn't, then if she's just dismissing him based on his looks alone, then girl, you need some glasses.
But then also, Louis is a dog. The way he was asking about every single woman in the group, literally, like, calm down, sir. But anyways, when it comes to Fontana and Diamond, you already know how I feel about it. I don't think Fontana should be with Diamond at all, because Diamond's also a dog. And he's very much like, he doesn't practice what he preaches, because, in fact, let's not even talk about Diamond and Zari's relationship, because at the end of the day, I think they still love each other beyond the fact that they're parents, co-parents or whatever. And I can't wait to see how this whole Zari and Fontana dynamic will play out, because I already know that somebody, Bonang is probably going to tell Zari. Yeah, Bonang already said she's going to tell Zari that Fontana and Diamond kissed, and I think they hooked up, but I don't know. She want to be lying, talking about she didn't sleep over her. Girl, bye. You lying. But I just feel like, Zari and Diamond don't have boundaries. And Fontana, I'm going to keep on saying she could do better. Like, the first strap of an outfit she wore to go and see Diamond, Diamond was not worth that. She could have gone fully clothed, then he still would have been all googly eyes for her. But
yeah, I don't know. I don't like that relationship. I'm not excited to see it. On to the next. I've decided that I don't want to talk about Annie and Tubaba unless there's something worth talking about in the next episodes that I haven't watched yet, because we all know that Annie, she likes off her head. Tubaba, like, even when he got off the plane, you've seen it. I see how she's jumping. I don't know if she's jumping for the kids or she's jumping because of Tubaba. After all this news that has gone around, instead of you to run and go and carry your wife, and you're there acting as if you're looking at some straight look, not talking about the relationship.
Let's be moving forward. Anyway. But yeah, I really enjoy Young, Famous, and African. I think the production is really crisp and clean. It's very professional. Obviously, because it's coming on Netflix. I just wish the producers would do better at asking questions or digging for information, and wouldn't cut from scene to scene so much, because it really does feel like Young, Famous, and African is kind of staged a little bit, because of how, like, I don't know, they don't, you see, in like other reality TV shows like Real Housewives of Atlanta, we get, like, you know, clips and glimpses into the personal lives of each housewife, and then, you know, someone can be in the kitchen cooking and then it would turn into, you know, a phone call from so-and-so. I feel like whether that is acted out or staged or not, we don't really get that in Young, Famous, and African. Everything feels very planned out, because it seems like outside of the show, people are not really friends. And like Fontana said, it's obvious all the women do not like each other. So it seems like outside of the show, even within the show, if there's no events to bring them together, then there's nothing going on, and it really makes it really choppy in some places. It feels like there's a lack of information coming through. And yeah, I love the show, but I just wish the producers would do better to frame their questions more, you know, in a way that gives us, the viewers, more information into the tea we want to know, and then try and make it less choppy. Or get people who are actually friends and add them to the show, because it's really giving choppy choppy. I don't know. But yeah, but Peace, I think it's Peace Hyde who's the producer. She's doing amazing though. Love it. But there's always room for improvement everywhere. So hey, don't come and chew me. I'm just saying. This is from me being a storyteller / you know. I don't want to say filmmaker, because this is not a film, but, you know, just being a storyteller, I can see the gaps when I'm watching. Yeah, and another thing I would like to add is the fact that it was too early for Fontana to host an event, as they call it, with all the ladies, especially. I feel like she should have had one-on-ones, or if that's too much, she could have grouped people based on how they relate to each other and just met up with them. So she had like a little kiki with Nadia, Tani, and then had a little kiki with Bonang, Zari, And who else? And Kaylee.
That girl's one of my Matt, who's been on this episode before, the other day said that they need to remove Kaylee from the cast because she doesn't really add to the plot.
And look, he's so right.
Everything's for the plot nowadays. So, but anyways, look, you Kaylee, and then Annie could have been part of any of those groups, you know. So I think she should have done that before she brought everybody together, because it's really giving, we barely know you, and then you're bringing, I understand why some of them were behaving like that, but yeah, I would have been excited, y'all. Anyways, when we get back from the break, I'm going to be giving you another life update and talking about my life in corporate America. If you know, I graduated last year and I've been in corporate America for a couple of months now, and it's been a roller coaster, and I'm ready to talk about it. So let's take a break and come back and talk about corporate America. From our break, let me know if you're enjoying these song breaks that I've started putting into episodes. Again, if you're following us on Instagram, you can always send suggestions for songs there, and eventually when we put together this community playlist, they can consist of songs that will be in the episode. So it's a community effort, baby. So go and follow us on Instagram so that we can, you know, get more, because look, I've been running out of songs to even put in there sometimes. If you've noticed, I think some songs I've used them multiple times just because I blank on songs, even though I listen to music 24/7. Let's talk about my life. My life in corporate America. I would definitely start by saying, and if you know me personally, you probably know this, but I never thought I would be in corporate America, just because I feel like that's just not my style. I am very much a creative type of girl who likes to be, I'm a free spirit as well, so I enjoy being in environments where I have the freedom to do what I want when I want. So that is actually the type of job I was looking for. Very untraditional corporate job. And in a way, I do currently find myself in an untraditional corporate job just because of how flexible I am, able to work my hours and stuff. But nonetheless, I'm still in corporate America. It's been amazing. I've learned so much about myself and how I want to grow my career, and I'm actually surprised
Do I think I'll stay in corporate America for the rest of my life? No. In some capacity, it really depends on where I can pivot to, but I don't see myself staying in corporate America for the rest of my life. Don't ask me what else I'm going to do because it's a secret. But yeah, I would definitely say that unlike a lot of corporate environments in the US, the environment I find myself in is actually very laid back and quite casual. Considering what type of company it is and the type of work it does, you wouldn't really expect a company like that to be that, you know, laid back and casual. But trust me, if it wasn't, I wouldn't be able to stay there as long as I have. And it hasn't even been a year yet, so. But yeah, I mean, obviously, even though it's like my dream, if I were to be forced into choosing a corporate job, this is exactly the job I would choose with the exact flexibility I have right now. Besides that, there are some, you know, cons, very minor, because I guess there are things I've been going through my entire life. For example, again, I'm in a predominantly white institution again, which is basically college all over again. And it makes sense because of the town and city I live in. But right now, I'm making a conscious effort to not specifically look for people of color anymore, because I've kind of given up on that hustle. But finding people outside of work who share the interest I have and really getting to like the creative community in my city, because that's where I'll find the most comfort. So that's something I'm actively pursuing, and I'm actually enjoying the pursuit of happiness. Not that I'm not happy without that, but it's nice to have community in everything you do. And then aside that, the other point I would say is having to be in college, you're an adult, but you're not a real life adult. Right now, I'm a real life adult. Like, the fact that it is July, now I have to get up in the morning or whenever I decide to go to work. Bleh. Literally, bleh. I mean, I can't believe that my years of not being free during the summer months is over. Of not being free during the summer months is over. If I knew, I would have really savored those moments. And it's honestly not terrible working during the summer. It's just very different. Like, sometimes I just want to be outside in the grass picnicking, but I have to wait for the weekend to come. And yeah, it's not always fun going to work when you see people outside having the best time. But that's life. That's literally half of the adults in this country anyways. More than half, so. Something you have to give up when you become an adult. Also, I don't like paying bills. Nobody likes paying bills, honestly. I don't like paying bills, but I like the things I have. So I'm going to continue paying bills so I can continue having those things I have. I just miss the days where you just rely on your parents to pay some things for you. It's really giving the ghetto. It's giving the ghetto. Some of the pros of having a job and being a real adult is that I have money now. Even though I have to pay bills and stuff, I still got money. And it's really nice to have a stable income, because now I'm able to invest in things like the podcast more, and I can try out new hobbies. Like, I started doing pottery maybe 2 months ago, and I started taking a pottery class, and I've been going to the pottery studio very often. And that's something I couldn't afford when I was in college. Also, even if I could afford it, I just didn't have the time. I have so much free time on my hands now to do things that I've always wanted to do. I have free time to invest into passions and projects that I've always wanted to invest in. So I'm not gonna lie, the trade-off is kind of nice. It's not when I used to see those tweets about
sleeping without academic stress is so peaceful. I used to be like, oh, not that. Look! When I put my head on the pillow at night, knowing that everything at work, I have to worry about it when I get to the office, and when I leave, that's it. You don't understand how nice that is. That's like the nicest thing. Yeah, I really enjoy the fact that, like, when I get to work, it's about work. When I leave work, it's done. That's nice because it really gives me the time to concentrate on things I love and to grow my crafts. And yeah, I mean, I have a new sense of freedom that I'm truly enjoying. And I feel like even if I were to go back to grad school, depending on how I would go, it would be taken away from me. I don't know how I will go back to grad school full time, being in corporate America for this period of time, because me, I like freedom and I hate change. So when I'm transitioning to a new part of life and I'm comfortable and I like it, changing back to something that will restrict me in not a negative way, but some in a negative way, is just very depressing to think about. And that's why if I'm going to grad school, if you're going to grad school, first of all, choose something that you're really passionate about, because there's no reason why you should be hustling after getting an undergraduate degree to go to school again and do something that you're not even that passionate about. But anyways, don't listen to me. Do what you want to do. But yeah, that's why if I'm going to grad school, one, I'm going to make sure I can find all the fellowships and scholarships I can, because I'm paying. And two, I'm going to do something I'm really passionate about, because I just, the burden of school, I like learning, but I don't like school. So the burden of school is just, but yeah, that's just a little bit about being in corporate America. I think at some point I need to do an episode where I speak to like people who have graduated in the last 3 years from across the continent of Africa, or Black people who live in the US, and just speak about their experiences in the corporate world, because it's very, once you hear all these stories when you're in college and you're like, oh geez, but then once you're in it, depending on the environment you're in, it's really different for everyone. And some things do cut across board, but then just experiences of people, I'm interested to hear. So if you know anyone, if you are also interested in the topic, you know, let me know and I'll start putting something together. If you know anyone, suggest the person to me. DMs are open at Penny_Ann_Peswa. And yeah, let's take a quick break and then we'll be back.
Talk game, yeah, we got them. The whole place, if you they talk placebo, we got them. Where the money go? Pussy follow. And that your bitch, especially finesse them. Useful gaze in my nigga. Dark vibes don't like. Steady scheming for my hammer paper. We put the bitches in their high. Fuck high. Okwe mo ko dona ka jo wa no. Ome mo ko ne bag me wa kwa no. Ome mo ko ne bag me wa kwa no.
Tell your nigga who you said was not about to come. I own the game, now I'm close to it. Ow. Gave a couple hoes rings, I didn't think it wasn't real, but I bet them hoes knew it. Hey. Flow always brewing. Yeah. I don't treat the shit like I'm shooing. I don't treat the shit like I just stopped all the chat about us. Other rappers on my level, even though I did do it.
Yeah.
If it ain't no money, though, call me man. Talking about some other shit. Placebo, I get it, ho, sir. Who you fucking with? Daco vibes can't nothing yummy, man. Then go play this shit for everywhere. I swear to my guys know they're here.
Placebo. the disadvantage of having song breaks is that I won't stop singing. It's not like I know how to sing, but I won't stop. Anyways, is it just me or does anyone else miss like Darko vibes? Like, where has he passed? He should come back. What's the meaning of this? I mean, I miss Darko vibes. I miss La Meme Gang, Meme Gang. Don't come. But I miss that, you know, Ote Ghanaian music space. They were really doing a good job and then they fell off. I don't know what happened, but Darko vibes at least needs to come back. Before we sign out, I have a question to ask everyone. As we all know, our one and only Asake has released another banger of an album. And I want to know, what is your favorite song on the new Asake album? If you haven't listened to it yet, this is your opportunity to go and listen. Look, I'm just going to suggest that you go to our profile on Instagram and you know, listen to our Cloud 9 playlist. That playlist is meant to be an Afro soul, Afro alte playlist. There are some songs from the album on there. That's how I'm soft launching it to you. You know, if you don't want to dive into the whole album, just go and listen to that playlist. It's available on Spotify. You know, soft launch yourself into Asake's new album. And, you know, let me know, what's your favorite song on the album? At first, I was like, this album, I'm not really feeling anything. And then, when I said, let me open my ears and listen to it well. And remember, it's like the best song you can ever, what, that song is so good. Remember, definitely my top one. And then let me see, Remember Mugbi is really good. I like Sunshine. Lonely is lonely, lonely, lonely. Ajay, lonely, lonely, lonely. Lonely at the top, please don't even play with me, because I will sing that whole, I like that song. But yeah, those are my top three or four. I don't remember how many I mentioned, but Asake is doing the Lord's work, and if he stops, I swear I will hunt him down myself, because what? And then also, I didn't realize that Rema released an ultra version to Raves and Roses. And right now he's doing his North American tour. Love it. But yeah, he released the ultra version in April. So me, when I heard Charm, I thought it was on the old album. And I was like, damn, this song was on the old album. I've not listened to it yet. Because I haven't listened to the whole, I know it's been like a year. But then I finally listened to the whole album and I realized that Charm was on the new editions. Look, every 2 seconds, what comes into my mind is, come here, waiting there, what are you? Leave me alone. And then, look, I can be there minding my business. The next thing you know, see buddy, see buddy, see buddy, Eban. I can't stop. Like, I can't stop singing that song. That particular. Look. And then on that album, if you haven't listened to the whole album, go and listen to Addicted. You're addicted to the lifestyle. Girl, I know. Again, if you want to soft launch, go and listen to our Cloud 9 album playlist on Spotify. And yeah, don't forget to answer the question. Head over to our Instagram. It's going to be on our story every day. Every day from the day this episode's. I can't talk. Head over to our Instagram story and tell us which Asake song from the new album is your favorite. That story is going to be on the timeline every day from the day this episode drops to the following Wednesday. Or maybe shorter. I don't know. Leave me alone. But let us know. And on that note, I've been speaking for 45 minutes and I'm shocked. I'm shocked. I forgot how much I can talk when I'm by myself. But anyways, on that note, Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Thank you so much for following us on Instagram. And thank you so much for your continuous support. I will see you. I will speak to you next week when we drop episode 4. But until then, stay safe. Go and listen to our playlist on Spotify. And enjoy your life, baby. Goodbye. Thank you for listening to this episode of A Penny and a Peswa. Stay in the loop and join the conversation by following us on Instagram and Twitter at @penny_apeswa. All guest information can be found in the description of today's episode. You can listen to A Penny and a Peswa on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and all podcast listening platforms. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review of 5 stars. See you on the flip side. Shake, 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 shake